All right, round two. A great story. Somebody else can tell us really great stories. Kathy Dickman in from Chinkabazoo. Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't know we were going to be dressing alike, but we both kind of have. We've got the denim vibe going on today.
We got the denim thing going.
Definitely have the denim thing going on.
Yeah, so yay. We just think alike sometimes.
We do.
Yeah.
Hop into spring. That's happening.
It is.
And that is right around the corner, actually. And what a great event.
It really is. And yeah. We started it some years ago, thinking, let's keep the zoo alive in people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
And then people said, can we buy our memberships while we're there? And I was like, let's make it a membership drive as well. You don't have to get your membership if you stop down on Saturday the 14th. We're running it from 10 to 2, but you may buy your membership that day and avoid that. We've got some, the letters went out for renewal, but if you're first time, just give us a call or however we can get that for you. You can also do it online.
Okay.
And there's lots of ways to get your membership. And so we talked about it a little bit last week with Dixie in here, and we kept our prices, the same on those.
Thank you for that, by the way. We want to make it affordable
for the family.
One of the few. Chinkabazoo.
And so we will be opening on the 24th of April. It's that Saturday.
That's Saturday. Okay.
Yeah. But 14th of March is Hop Into Spring. And when you come to the zoo, you can get your membership or you can pay $10 a family to come in to Hop Into Spring. You're guaranteed the Nature Center, ducklings, chicks, little animals like that, and
got bunnies.
Bunnies. We have bunnies.
All right.
Whether they'll be behaved and inside, I don't know.
All right.
And then the Easter bunny will be there as well. And if it's nice out, you get to wander through the zoo. If it's the pathways are icy or something, we won't. But most of the time. Just remember, when you go through the zoo, our yards look like your yards. So spring cleanup comes in April. We'll be back to talk about that. So make sure that you remember that when you come down to the zoo this time of year. But we're so excited. And I think people have been commenting online, too, that on these nice days, we're hearing the gibbons outside, the spider monkeys. Tal came out. But, of course, our fussy orangutan doesn't want his feet cold. I don't blame him. He's in all winter, remember.
Yeah.
He peers outside and he's like, yeah, no, we don't offer him the outside in the winter. He's like us. We're like, you gotta, mm-hmm. Dress warm. And
sure.
That was kind of a brutal temp winter,
Right. So, well, I don't blame him for getting snarky.
When he went out for the first time this week, he climbed right up on one of his perches, and people will comment and go, I haven't seen him up there ever, And it's like, well, come in the spring, he doesn't want any remnants of snow on the ground.
Sure.
And so he's very funny. But so that happened this week. We posted that because we are not open to the general public. People can still, make their behind the scenes and things like that. And most people wait for spring and summer on those because it's a lot of fun to do in nice weather.
Your staff does a great job of keeping everybody updated on Facebook, too. If you want to know what's going on at the zoo, almost by the minute. Get over there because they're updating constantly.
It's been amazing.
Yeah.
And we're always, it's like I'll go on to post something and they've already posted it and it's great.
Yeah.
And so we've made more authors on that page.
Sure.
And honestly, that's the team that, the animal care team are the ones that are in these wonderful positions to get these great shots too.
Mm-hmm.
Updated stuff is, we hope that happens. Thank you for mentioning that because
we're keeping people
updated.
Yeah. If you want to know what's going on at the zoo all winter, just go to that because they're taking pictures, they're doing videos, and it's like almost a minute-to-minute mm-hmm. update. I'm exaggerating, but it seems that way.
It seems to be real, very good. I'm happy with that.
So Hop Into Spring, that's just one of the things you've got coming
up. Our education team is on the road. They're at West Fargo doing 55 classes in March alone.
55 classes?
West Fargo contracted with us. The school system 2 years in a row for these grades to get this.
Is that Bruce and Melissa Fingerson?
They're doing that. And then Dixie, Tom, and I and are on the road, and perhaps some keepers here soon too, because we got a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts to do the tiny printing press goes to the zoo.
Man.
And we mentioned this before, but if you're going, why is she talking about that? I don't get it. Just Google it and you'll find it, or search it and you'll find it. And so we go to outlying schools with animals one day, and then the second day we take the printing press. The tiny printing press is produced by NDSU, and then they have their 3D printer that makes the plates, if you will, or, you know, they look like stamps, but the plates for the printing presses. And we've actually called the other zoos in North Dakota, got their endangered species list, which we kind of in touch anyway, and then put that into a little field guide. So the kids get a little field guide on the four zoos. They get to go to, we incorporate the children with the elders. So the kids get bused to a elder care facility in their community, and they come together for the animal program, and then they come together for the tiny printing press, and they make, and the children and the adults work together on making these wonderful little cards with these animal pictures on them, using ink, using the old time. I was talking to Shoba at Daily News. I said it's just like the newspapers used to be. It's just so amazing because it's art, but it's, they've got to be creative, and it's right. So good.
Well, catch us up. Where did this idea come from again? I know we've discussed this many times.
Yes.
But how did this come to be?
North Dakota Council on the Arts, Troy and his group. We did a program. We've done programs, and then they said, you know, we want to incorporate the art with the animals, because we've been working with the North Dakota Council on the Arts for years, and Chahinkapah Zoo's been a pilot program for them for many things. They come to us, we try something out, and it works, and we grab on to it. And so that's our team. We grab on to it.
Yeah.
And so we did this program, this project at Siena Court. And they made the printing presses at NDSU, and we were like, okay, let's get this out there. Let's do this. And then Tom said, you know, it would be really nice if some of these smaller schools, these smaller communities who aren't in the middle of a metro area that can get an outreach project coming in at their fingertips, if they had an opportunity to do this. You know, funding's tight for all schools, it seems. And so they went back, the Council of the Arts and NDSU went back and wrote a grant.
Wow.
And offered it to Chahinkapah to try it this year. So it's a two-year program this year and next year. So it's kind of crunch time, because it came together in the spring now when we're trying to get the zoo open.
Sure, yeah.
But then we can go into the fall with the second year program. We actually are presenting at the North Dakota Council of the Arts on the Art for Life conference coming up. And Art for Life, Zoo for Life, is something we've done in the community for years.
Huge, yeah.
In the assisted living and nursing homes. So we're presenting that. So we'll be going to that. And I know the Three Rivers Arts Council have representation there too, with Alyssa Claven, who happens to be
just happens to be down there with you.
Yeah,
yes.
It seems like, you know, a lot of go getters in this community, and they selected her to go to that conference too. So
incredible.
So we'll be going to that, and everything's good. Rupert's doing well. I'm telling people, because we're hopping into spring, people say, is Rupert going to be there? Well, if it's a nice day, you'll see Rupert out on exhibit.
Sure.
He's in the mob with the kangaroos.
Okay, so he's in the group.
He is, and he still gets some special care.
But doing well.
Doing excellent.
Great.
So great, that success story on Rupert. And
love that.
So many things happening, and I know I'm missing things, but we're just getting geared up, and we're busy every day all winter.
Yeah, well, I know
you
are.
And now we're throwing the opening on that, which we're excited about. And so early opening can be before that third weekend in April, but early opening is the 18th. That's if weather's good, we might open early. So,
okay.
But we'll be talking about the cleanup day when I come back. But in the meantime, hop into spring, March 14th, 10 to 2. You come on in, you know, if you got other things to do that day, come on in. It's $10 a family. You know, hold some chicks, get some great photos, and because they are great Easter photos to send to Grandpa and Grandma,
I'm sure
too.
They are, yeah.
So lots of things happening. We're just very excited.
Good stuff. Kathy Dickman in from Chahinkapah Zoo. Hop into spring. You're going to hear more about it. You got an ad fly running. You're on our promo sheets.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking a lot more about hop into spring here between now and the actual event here. It's 8:35, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
No one woke up this morning and thought,
I want to go haggle.
At Quality Toyota, we don't do that. Our bottom line pricing means you get our best price the first time, every time. You'll even have that price before you talk to anyone, because that price is listed online at qualitytoyota.net and in the window of every vehicle. Simple, easy, stress-free. That's the quality difference. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls, qualitytoyota.net. Let's go places.
Got a partly to mostly cloudy sky, clocking in at 36 degrees. Still a little fog left. The Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. Good morning. An early morning crash yesterday temporarily closed two roads in central Minnesota. Stearns County Sheriff say that portions of two county roads closed after a propane truck crashed north of Richmond. Sheriff's office received a call about a flatbed-style propane truck in the ditch on a power box with the driver still inside. An officer from Cold Spring, Richmond arrived and found a Werner's Gas Company truck leaking propane with the driver still trapped inside. Rescue teams got the driver out. He was taken to a St. Cloud hospital. There was heavy fog at the time as the driver approached a T-intersection. I'll have more news after this.
As a teacher, I should know the answers. But with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, answers don't come easy. Steroids made my gut feel better, but they brought symptoms and risks of their own. A friend told me about the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, and they helped me find a specialist. We talked through the pros and cons and landed on a new treatment. I feel like the guy with answers again. Don't wait. Make sure you have the latest info and the best plan for you. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
A Purim man is sentenced to 4 months in jail for possessing child pornography. 42-year-old Zachary Nash will serve the sentence in the Otter Tail County Jail and serve 5 years of probation after his release. He pleaded guilty to two counts of possessing child porn in December of 2025. Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office received multiple tips from the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force in December of 2022, said that Nash's computer contained multiple files of child porn. During the execution of a search warrant, investigators found 17 files of child porn on various devices. That's a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information, get to our website, kbmwnews.com.
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. Good morning, meteorologist Mick Kerr. Got your Thursday morning regional weather roundup, and we have a dense fog advisory again this morning, but unlike yesterday morning, this one stretches from Montana to Michigan, from the Canadian border to North Texas. Dense fog advisory, along with a little freezing rain and a few flurries this morning. Nothing showing up on radar of any significance or actually anything. So, but don't be fooled. The freezing precipitation or mist, the particles that are falling are too tiny to be detected by radar. But if you see something accumulating on your windshield, you gotta assume that the roads are becoming slick. So watch out for that. The weekend's still looking mighty fine, but for the next 36 hours,